Why just listen when you can connect? We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it is 1229. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Also on the phone with us is a gentleman we've had on before and thrilled to have back on, Kerry Patton. Kerry's a published author, an internationally recognized security, terrorism, and intelligence expert, and he joins us now. Hi, Kerry.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Well, thank you for coming on. You know, on Mondays, we like to do something that's motivational, and I'm very intrigued by something that you've done here. You've created a not-for-profit organization mainly because you saw a need. Can you explain what the organization is and what is the need that you saw?
The organization is called the National Security Leadership Foundation. Anybody could go to our website. It's thenationalsecurityleadershipfoundation.com, and we are specifically providing life skills transformation coaching type of elements for not just our military, but for all professionals in the national security domains and their family members as well.
Okay, and I guess when it comes to the need that you saw, because I mean, obviously you worked in the national security field. Some of the statistics that I've seen about folks that work in these fields, whether it's a police officer or somebody who's, you know, overseas helping fight the wars and fight terrorism, is that suicide rate is high.
It is. NPR did a report in 2010 that depict the severity of suicide among our current U.S. military members. They stated that in 2009, there were more suicides among our military members than there were actual combat kills in Afghanistan alone. That's an alarming number right there.
That is terrible. And it's the stress, it's the things that they're exposed to that thankfully we aren't?
It is, but we have to keep in the back of our mind, this is a very interesting war, to the point that we're bringing our troops home for a short period of time, and then we send them back, and then we send them back home, and they keep going back and forth. We are forcing our greatest asset in America, the men and women who serve in this military, to turn on that switch and turn it off nonstop back and forth. And that pays a significant toll on not just them as individuals, but their entire family, their friends, their loved ones all in the United States and abroad. It's hard.
Well, and that was another thing that, as I was checking out your website, the National Security Leadership, that the divorce rate for those in national security is higher than everybody else.
It is. It's approximately 3.8% higher than the norm in our traditional public domain. And if you are a female in the U.S. service who is married, you're actually looking at a 7.8% increase in likeliness of divorce.
You know, it's just so difficult because your loved one comes and goes, and as the spouse, it's just an emotional roller coaster.
It is. Look, Mary Lynn, I served abroad as a civilian and as a uniformed member. I know what it feels like to come home. Mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to leave my loved ones, come home, and then it's almost as if either you have to go through a honeymoon all over again because you're so elated being home, and that lasts for a couple days, maybe a couple weeks, and then you realize, I need to relearn how to live with this person all over again, and that person also has to relearn that there's somebody else now in the household. So the things that the spouse was doing in the home while the other partner was away no longer can be just what they have done. It has to have consideration for the other as well, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult transition.
Well, yeah, because everybody's, it's about routine. You know, while those who are serving in the military have this routine and this regimen that they do every day, but even the spouse at home is trying to keep everything running on his or her own, has their own regime too.
Absolutely, and a lot of this boils down to perception on both parties. You know, perception is one of the biggest factors in everything that we do as cognitively induced beings. So when I perceive something one way, I have to ensure that I'm aligned with the other person who I'm with to ensure that we have a balance. and that energy cycle is in coordination with one another. If it's not, then we're a little bit off, and that could be, you know, problematic.
So from dealing with each other, having to relearn how to be with each other, to the stresses that you bring back from what you've seen, from what you've experienced when you are in combat, these things are there's no help available for folks right now to help them mentally get through these things and to be able to work with their spouse when they come back?
There are absolutely some entities that exist right now,
but
they're so far and few in between. And look, we just saw Admiral Mike Mullen state that they're talking about doing significant decreases in our defense budget, and part of that was in health and welfare. So right now, if the DOD is saying 95% of our troops that come home from Iraq and Afghanistan have PTSD or some type of combat stress or combat trauma, and all of a sudden now we take away the funds that could be utilized to treat these folks and to assist them, what happens? We need more nonprofits to take the lead and step up to the plate to help these folks.
And Carrie, I guess you decided that you wanted to create this nonprofit organization to help national security warriors and their families. After going to, was there some kind of an event that you went to?
No, there was no event at all. You know, the reality is, knowing that I lived in this lifestyle of defense, intelligence, even as a federal law enforcement official at one point, I realized through a truly serendipitous engagement that I was not alone. I knew that some of my feelings that I held within me through compartmentalizing and channeling emotion needed to come out. I found the most remarkable young woman, Athena Scott Rubley, who is a certified professional coach, and she has helped me through what I needed to better align myself so I could have a definitely a healthier lifestyle, not just professionally, but personally as well.
What do you think before this coaching, what was, give us an example of one thing you were doing that wasn't healthy?
Well, as you know, I write an awful lot, articles for Fox News, Big Piece, and some other outlets. And just the tone alone, a reader could tell that there was a sense of anger or some other negative emotion. But that wasn't necessarily my intent of the content of these articles. And by presenting myself better in my writing style through Athena, I realized, wait a second, this isn't just in my articles. This is who I am, and I need to change to better me so I could have that positive energy around others. And that alone will make me more successful.
What do you think brought the anger on, Carrie?
I don't know if it was necessarily truly anger, and it wasn't anything that I did or saw overseas. It was more about coming home and seeing our nation as a whole, our society. We're just always fighting with one another, it seems. And I wondered to myself, what was the point of doing all these things that I did overseas? What was the point of risking my life and seeing what I saw if I come home to a nation that really didn't seem to be the loving nation that I once left?
And now after working with Athena and working through some of these feelings, what are your thoughts now about that, about this same situation?
Well, I definitely still have those perceptions, but how I align myself with those perceptions to better my behavior is the difference.
Okay.
You know, just in my writings and the way how I articulate and how I do speaking engagements and so forth, I could tell just within myself, I feel better. You know, I try to explain this to people because I'm not a certified professional coach. I'm just one who's been through some of the training. This is how I relate it. Imagine having a personal trainer like Bob Harper or Jillian Michaels from The Biggest Loser in your life who's trying to get you physically fit. How wonderful an experience that must be. Now have somebody who could do the same exact thing, but for your mental well-being.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And so not only, so you've gone through the experience, and now you want other people coming back who've been fighting for our freedom, who've been fighting to keep terrorists away from us. You want them to be able to experience the same thing, to have that help.
If they want it. I know for a fact that coaching cannot assist those who don't want the assistance.
Okay.
So by advocating and expressing my experiences, knowing that others feel the same way or have felt the same way how I once did, I believe there's a way that we could get word out and have those individuals come forward, whether it be anonymously or not, and seek the assistance that could better their own lives.
And so how can folks get in touch with you, Carrie, if somebody's listening and saying, hey, I'd like to have that help, or, hey, this is a great idea, and I'd like to do what I can to help make this happen. What
Absolutely.
Should people do, Carrie?
Yeah, please go to our website. There's so many things that we need. Our website, again, is www.thenationalsecurityleadershipfoundation.com. People could go there. They could see that we have a conference November 18th in the great city of Philadelphia where we're going to be doing advocacy. We have an incredible lineup of speakers. People could find ways to donate, sponsor, and actually contact us via email or phone call that may need assistance. We're there to help.
I guess just one more question before we let you go. This is quite an undertaking. So you went through an experience through maybe divine intervention, or maybe because you were open and you were looking, you bump into Athena, you get some coaching, it seems to help you. And now you turn this into, I want to help as anybody who wants help. How were you able to take that idea and that thought and turn it into action? Because I know a lot of people have great ideas and thoughts on how they want to help people, but getting that off the ground is tough. Is there some advice that you could share?
To be honest with you, I think this is exactly what coaching does. It really gets people to open up their eyes and see a holistic world around them. Not, we're so fast-paced and tunnel vision, we miss opportunities all the time. And I really believe, Mary Lynn, that having a certified professional coach in my life gave me an opportunity to sit back, take a deep breath, and say, wow, here's some opportunities. Now, what do I need to do to leverage those opportunities? And a coach will help you go through the process of not just identifying the opportunities, but learning how to leverage them for success.
And so by having that experience, you were able to kind of take your idea and create some actionable steps to make it happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to be upfront with everybody that's listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I almost, to the point, felt in the wrong that I got this experience, and that's why we did this. I really wanted to share this experience with everybody else that might be able to benefit from it.
But, of course, you know that you're not in the wrong. It was something that, obviously, you were open to.
Exactly.
Right. Wow. Well, fascinating. The National Security Leadership Foundation.com. Learn more about Carrie and the foundation. Is it just for national security folks, or is it for any military vet who comes back?
It's for any military veteran, or military member's family.
Okay.
It could be their spouse. It could be their children. It could be for a law enforcement, a fireman, first responder. It's for anybody that's engaged in protecting and preserving the freedoms of this great nation.
Well, what a wonderful thing you're doing, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've always liked you, but now I like you even more.
You know, and if anybody, you know, really believes in what we're trying to do, I can't stress it enough. Please go to our website, www.thenationalsecurityleadershipfoundation.com, and just click donate. Even if it's a dollar, it counts. We need some type of financial backing so we could expand and try to get into all 50 of our states so we could have a designated certified professional coach to help everybody that needs this assistance.
Wonderful, Carrie. Well,
keep
thank you.
Keep following your dreams.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we look forward to having you back again, okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. It's 1246 here at Connect FM.